food access is a huge issue. So did y'all take Chef Highway coming into New Orleans East? So if y'all saw the Winn-Dixie, that was for a while the only grocery store for the entire Orleans East area. So if you imagine 60% of Orleans Parish, only one grocery store, and that grocery store actually took 2 years to rebuild. So you kind of imagine the degree of lack of food access in New Orleans East. So these are issues on top of healthcare access. So before Katrina, there were 5 hospitals here. Now there's 0. They actually just opened the first one after Katrina. So you can imagine this is almost 10 years after Katrina, and they finally, the city was able to actually open up the first hospital. So before that, people actually, there were no ambulatory stations stationed out here. So if you had a heart attack, for example, needed ambulatory care, you had to wait for an ambulance to come 30 minutes from the city, receive attention, and then package you to send you 30 minutes back into the city to the nearest hospital. So that's also another big issue, was healthcare access. So that's Katrina in a nutshell. And fast forward to 2010 with the oil spill. So a lot of our folks were engaged not only in the fishing industry to feed their families, but also to engage in some sort of economic livelihood. So overnight, in April 20th, 2010, those folks were unemployed from the oil spill. A lot of our folks were placed out of work and engaging in actual cleanup. So actually folks went out touching the crude oil and cleaning it up, facing unknown kinds of like health impacts. But the biggest issue was the combination of environmental impact on the seafood and then the potential of carrying that over into human consumption. One of the biggest concerns after the oil spill that wasn't being addressed by the government was, is our seafood safe? A lot of the research folks, and even like the government folks, you know, from NOAA and whatnot, were, you know, testing seafood. Intentions weren't bad, but a lot of our folks are saying they're taking samples from places we actually don't get our shrimp from. It doesn't matter if the data is correct or not, if the seafood is really safe or not, but if the data that's being produced isn't being trusted by community members, then it may as well not be even exist, you know? So I think it's very analogous to like, what do you call it? Galileo and the sun, you know? Like, yeah, we actually revolve around the sun, but at the time, you know, no one believed him, so it doesn't really matter. So that was the kind of the same mentality that we were facing after the oil spill, because a lot of government folks were coming in and saying, you know, oil doesn't exist anymore, all that kind of stuff. There was breeding a lot of distrust between researchers and the government officials and the fisher folks. So, you know, even if folks were coming out with data that was right, it wasn't being trusted. So this whole community-based participatory research model was designed to mend relationships and actually engage community members in testing what they want to test and creating data that they want to trust and having community members themselves disseminate it. So we eventually had a lot of community forums and actually decided to test shrimp, for example, was our main focal point. We actually engaged in community members going out there, collecting the research, coming back into the labs, seeing how the research is done itself, getting the data back and disseminating it to the community members. So that's kind of some of the models that we've been using in terms of addressing the environmental impacts of the oil spill. And what we're at now is we're trying to do a chronic exposure study.